Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of shamanic Reiki, yoga, and wildlife advocacy and activism. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share practices to keep you feeling grounded, connected, and real as you unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our Earth's wild beings. I'm recording on the Adirondack hunting territory of the Mohawk Nation of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, ceded in 1797 without council approval. I acknowledge that my presence here is the ongoing legacy of settler colonialism, which includes the exclusion and erasure of many indigenous peoples. I also acknowledge that this land I am on was once shared with species that have been eradicated by those settlers, including the Eastern Cougar, the Canadian Lynx, the Eastern Elk, the Passenger Pigeon, and the Gray Wolf. Settle in now, and wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Become aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support. And feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished, and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. Are you a Patreon sponsor of the My Shamanic Life podcast? When you become a sponsor on Patreon at any amount, you can access bonus episodes with guided shamanic journeys to meet animal helping spirits. Then, in two patron-only posts, you'll learn more about working with that animal as a helping spirit and the animal's natural history and the challenges that animal faces due to human activity and climate change. As you discover different animals, I hope you deepen your connection with the natural world and map your own path to advocacy or activism on behalf of wild beings and their habitats, like I did when turtle appeared to me in a shamanic journey. You'll find the link to Patreon in the show notes and when you visit myshamaniclife.com, where you'll also find more than 100 past episodes with yoga, journeys, and guided meditations, and other practices to inspire and support your extraordinary life of service. Over the years, the costs of keeping this podcast going have grown, and your help is essential to continuing in the future. Whether you've been a patron for a long time or you are just joining us, thank you. If you're catching this podcast when it releases, I want to let you know that Shamanic Reiki Master Practitioner training is coming up. It is a two-weekend training. It will be the first two weekends of April 2022. You can go to myshamaniclife.com and find the link to my virtual training page in the show notes. It is a virtual training. We will be on Zoom, and it is Saturday and half a day on Sunday over two weekends. And I would love to have you. If you are a Reiki 2 practitioner with some shamanic journeying experience, or of course, if you are shamanic Reiki level 2. I didn't record last week or the week before, so this episode is actually coming out a few days late, and I hope to get another one out later this week. To be honest, it was a scramble even to get this one done. There's always talk of work-life balance, as if that was really a thing. Especially for people like me who tend to say yes to too many things, we don't so much balance as juggle. And with the equinox having just passed a little over a week ago, I've been really focusing on that idea of balance and how we don't really. we're never really in a state of balance. We're usually running from one side of the seesaw to the other, just trying to keep it from crashing to the ground on one side. And very often that means that when things come up that are important and urgent and that aren't in that normal sense of keeping some balance by being able to run back and forth, sometimes we have to let other things drop. And that's what happened to me. Some personal family life stuff came in, and I needed to make some space for that, and it was important and urgent. And it took me a little bit to work that into what was my sense of not so much balance, but being able to juggle and keep everything in the air. So I apologize that I did not have an episode out in the last couple weeks. And I want to invite you to give yourself permission to feel a little out of balance, to work on sitting in the chaos, embracing it, bringing in those things that are important and urgent, and letting go some of the things that can wait, even though they feel like obligations. But we always have to decide which is my priority. And one way you can figure that out is to really look at your values. What aligns the most with my values and my purpose? And where does love take me? So, with that in mind, I want to guide you through a yoga practice of emerging, of settling, of coming back into that sense of balance, maybe even feeling that seesaw effect. It'll be a little more active practice, so feel free to modify as you need to. If you're going to join me, go ahead and unroll your mat. And we're going to begin in child's pose. So come down onto your hands and knees. Open your knees wide if you're able. Bring them out about mat width. Bring your big toes together. Drop your hips to your heels. Lay your forehead on the mat. Relax your arms out in front of you. Settle in, close your eyes, and breathe. Breathe deeply. Inhale and exhale, and even out the two parts of the breath, so that your inhale and your exhale are the same length. And as your breath deepens, lengthen both the inhale and the exhale. Feel your abdomen start to expand between your thighs. Now rock up onto your knees. Bring your hands underneath your shoulders and bring your knees in underneath your hips. Coming into table pose. Spread your fingers. Reach forward through your crown and back through your tailbone. Reconnect again with your breath. Keep your breath even. Equal lengths, inhales and exhales. And as you take your next inhale, bring your heart forward through your arms, roll your shoulders down your back, reach through your crown, lift your tailbone to the sky. And as you exhale, round your back. Lift your mid back toward the sky, drop your head and tailbone down toward the ground, and then inhale. Move your navel toward the ground, heart forward, shoulders back, reach through your crown and tailbone, and as you exhale, round. Relax your neck, lift your mid-back, and then inhale again, bring the heart through. Roll your shoulders back. Exhale, round. Lift the mid-back, drop the head, drop the tailbone. Inhale again, navel moves toward the floor, heart comes through. And exhale, round. And do just a couple more of these with your breath, waking up the spine. One more round. And at the end of your next exhale, bring your spine back to a neutral position. Now slide your right foot back until your leg is extended. Curl your toes under so your toes rest on the ground. Slide your left hand forward so your arm extends and just your fingertips are on the ground. And as you take your next breath in, lift your right toes and your left fingers until your arm and leg come up about the same level as your torso. Reach forward through your left fingers, press back into your right heel. Keep your gaze down at the floor under your nose, balance here. And now bend your right knee. Swing your left arm back and take a hold of your right foot with your left hand. Press your right foot into that hand, and as you take your next breath in, press your navel toward the floor, bring your heart through, and lift your right foot up and back so that your arm gets tight like a bowstring. Feel the front of the right hip pressing down toward the floor slightly. Take another breath. Soften, slide your foot out of your left hand, and then extend back out again. Press the right heel back, the left arm forward. Take one more breath in, and as you're exhaling, lower your left fingers and right toes back to the floor. Bring your left hand underneath you and your right knee underneath you. Come back into table pose. And now slide your left foot back until that leg extends. Curl your toes. Press back into the heel. Slide your right hand forward. Extend that arm fully until just your fingertips are on the floor. And as you take your next inhale, lift your left toes and your right fingers so that your leg and arm come into line with your torso. Reach forward through the right fingers, press back into your left heel. Keep your gaze down so that your neck stays long. Now bend your left knee, bring your left foot up behind you. Reach back with your right arm and wrap your fingers around your left foot. Press your foot into your hand. Inhale, lift your heart through your arms. Press your navel down a little bit and lift your left foot up and back against the pressure of your right hand so that your right arm gets tight, making that bowstring again. And the front of your left hip presses down toward the floor slightly, getting some opening there. Breathe. And then soften. Slide your foot out of your hand, extend your left leg back and your right arm forward. Take another breath in. And as you exhale, lower your toes and fingers to the floor. Slide your right hand under your shoulder and your left knee underneath your hip. Coming back to table pose. Now walk your hands forward 8 to 12 inches in front of your shoulders. Keep your hands shoulder width apart. Spread your fingers. Curl your toes under. Soften your elbows so nothing's locked. Tip your tailbone to the sky, and on your next exhale, lift your knees into downward facing dog. Tip your tailbone up to the sky. Drop your head down between your arms. Keep your knees slightly bent, and it might feel good to pedal out the heels a little bit, bending one knee deeper as you drop the other heel toward the floor and then switching sides, going back and forth a few times just to wake up the backs of the legs. And then bring your feet to stillness. Keep your feet hip to shoulder width apart, a comfortable distance back from your hands. Keep the knees slightly bent, and then bring your attention to your hands. And if you notice that the weight is in the heels of your hands, your wrists, press the pads of your fingers down, like you're trying to leave handprints in your mat. And then press the hands down and away from you slightly. And at the same time, draw your shoulder blades towards your hips so that the heart can move through a little bit more. And breathe. Take another breath. Now shift your weight towards your left foot. And as you take your next breath in, lift your right leg up behind you. Reach up. Keep even weight in both hands. Bend your right knee. And opening your hips to the right, point your right knee up toward the sky so that your foot falls over towards your left hip. Take another breath in here, and then as you exhale, unwind your hips and step your right foot forward to the outside of your right hand. Coming into a lizard lunge, you might need to be on your fingertips here. Sink your hips down and forward towards your wrists. Press back into your left heel. Now lower your left knee to the floor. Make sure it's far enough back so that you're resting on the top of your knee. Uncurl your toes. Bring your hands up onto your right thigh. Lift your heart. Keep sinking your hips down so that they're reaching toward the back of your right heel, especially with the front of the left hip. And if it feels appropriate for you, keep your right hand on your thigh, roll your left shoulder back, lift your left foot off the floor, and grab a hold of that foot. Gently drag it in. Take a couple deep breaths, really opening up the stretch in the front of that left hip. And now release your left foot. Drop that foot back to the floor. Bring your left hand back onto your right thigh. And then bring both hands back down to the inside of the right foot, about shoulder width apart. Curl your left toes under. Press into your hands. lift your right foot off the floor and step back into downward facing dog. Take a moment to just settle here. Realign your down dog. And now shift your weight to your right foot. And with an inhale, lift your left leg up and back. Hold it there. Bring your attention to your hands for a moment. Press evenly into both hands so your left shoulder stays down. Now bend your left knee. Open your hips to the left so that your left knee goes up toward the sky and your foot falls in the direction of your right hip. You can relax your head and look underneath your left arm if you notice your neck starts to strain. Now take one more breath in, and as you're exhaling, square your hips and step your left foot forward to the outside of your left hand. So we're coming into that lizard lunge again. Make sure that your heel is underneath your knee and your knee doesn't go past your toes. You might be on your fingertips, you can stay on your palms. Stretch back into your right heel. Feel your hips falling toward your wrists. And now release your right knee down, making sure that your knee is back far enough that you're not putting a lot of pressure on your kneecap. Flatten out your toes. Lift your heart and bring your hands up onto your left thigh. Roll your shoulders back. Drop the front of the right hip toward the left heel. Feel the stretch continuing in the front of your right hip. And if you'd like to go into that deeper bow position, keep your left hand on your thigh, reach your right arm back, lift your right foot up off the floor and place that foot into your right hand. And then use your right hand to draw your heel in towards your buttock. And breathe with that. Avoid any strain, release if you need to. Couple more breaths. And now let that foot come out of your hand. Release it back to the floor. Bring your right hand back to your left thigh. And then lower both hands down to the floor inside your left foot. Make sure your hands are shoulder width apart. Spread your fingers. Curl your right toes back under. And then pressing into your hands, lift your hips and step your left foot back again, returning to downward facing dog. And take a couple breaths here as you resettle into that alignment. Now let your heels sink toward the mat and walk your hands back towards your feet. So your knees might need to bend a bunch so that you land in a forward fold at the back of your mat. Relax your upper body down over your thighs. Keep your knees bent as much as necessary so that your abdomen is laying on your thighs. Relax your shoulders and neck so your head hangs. If there's tension in the shoulders, wiggle the arms a little bit. If there's tension in the neck, shake your head no, not it yes. Release that all. And now press your feet down into the floor. Tuck your tailbone. And as you take your next breath in, roll yourself up to standing. So you're in mountain pose at the back of your mat. Inhale, sweep your arms out and up overhead, taking a big stretch. Feel how good that is. Bring your hands together at the top, and then as you exhale, bring your hands down in front of your heart. Drop your thumbs onto your sternum. Lift your heart into your thumbs. Look out ahead of you about nose height and pick a focal point, something that's not moving, and just let your gaze rest there. Now shift your weight over into your right foot. bend your left knee, spin it out to the side, and take a really easy tree pose. So maybe you're coming to the inside of your right shin. You might even keep your left toes on the floor so just your heel is resting against your right ankle. Take a moment here just to find your balance. And now turn your left knee forward and take a small step up, no more than a third of the way up your mat. Shift your weight into your left foot, bend your right knee, bring that through, open it out to the right side, and find an appropriate tree for you on this side. Again, it doesn't have to be all the way up into the thigh. You might stay down below your knee. That's totally fine, because we're gonna move again. Just get settled here. Keep your gaze on your focal point. Now turn your right knee forward. Take another small step up. Again, we don't want to go more than two-thirds of the way up the mat now. Shift into your right foot. Bend your left knee. Bring it through and then out to the left side. Find tree on this side again. Working with the breath, keep your heart lifted into your thumbs. And now turn your left knee forward, step up to the top of your mat. Bring your right knee through, turn it out to the right side, and find tree pose with your right foot against your left leg. Again, keeping it in an appropriate place for you. Maybe your toes are down. Take a couple breaths here. And now turn your right knee forward and set your right foot down next to the left. Keep your hands together in that prayer position. And with an inhale, reach them back up over your head. Draw your biceps close to your ears. Drop your shoulders. Lift your ribs. And as you take your next exhale, bend your upper body to the right. Keep your left foot pressing down, your left hip pressing out to the left side. And lift the left ribs off of that hip. Reach long through the left side and stay active on the right side, the underside of that bend to support that. And breathe deeply. As you take your next breath in, bring your upper body back up. Coming back into that extended mountain pose with the arms overhead, hands pressed together. And as you take your next exhale, bend to the left. Press the right foot down, right hip out to the right side, lift the right ribs off the hip. Extend up and over through that side. Feel the space and keep breathing deeply and evenly throughout this. Another breath, and with your next inhale, bring your arms up over your head, palms together, and as you exhale, bring your hands back down to your heart. Now separate your feet out about mat width, so a little wider than your shoulders, and turn your feet out into a V, keeping your heart lifted into your thumbs. As you take your next exhale, bend your knees and sink your hips down towards your heels. If you can go fully into Malasana, that deep squat, bend your knees deeply and let the hips come all the way down by the feet. Otherwise, stop where you need to, being gentle with your knees and your hips. Keep your heart lifted. Press a little weight toward the outsides of your feet, opening the knees wider. See where there's space here. And now drop your hands down to the floor in front of you. Place them down about shoulder width apart. Spread your fingers and step your feet back one at a time into downward facing dog. Take another breath here. Release your knees down onto the mat. Open your knees out again so that they're mat width apart. Bring your big toes together, lower your hips to your heels, and come back into child's pose with your forehead down, your arms relaxed out in front of you. Slow deep breaths. And now walk your hands in towards your knees. Lift your upper body off of your thighs. Slide your hips to one side and your feet to the other so that you can swing around. Come into a seated position. Bring your hands behind you a little bit. Unfold your legs out in front of you. Shake them out. Make some side to side windshield wiper movements with your feet. Let's relax the legs and the hips. Now wiggle your sitting bones back. Reach out through your heels, draw your toes in towards you. And sit tall. Bring your hands next to your hips. Rise up through your crown. Seated staff pose. Take a couple breaths here. And on your next breath in, sweep your arms out and up until your biceps come to your ears. Keep your heart lifted, soften your knees, and as you exhale, hinge from your hips and fold forward with your heart leading towards your knees. Stay nice and long through the sides, and then drop your hands down onto your legs wherever they fall. Keep your length in your low back. Relax your shoulders and neck and let your head fall towards your legs. This is a good place to close your eyes and to bring your attention back to your breath. Deepen your breath, even it out. Equal length, inhale and exhale. As you inhale, see if there's a little more length to be had through the low back. As you exhale, relax deeper into your fold. Just micro adjustments. Take another breath. On your next inhale, sweep your arms forward and then up to your biceps, and when they reach them, lift your heart, come back up to sitting, and as you exhale, release your arms down. Bring your hands behind you a little bit, lean back, and let that pose leave your body. Now bend your knees, bring your feet to the ground, and roll yourself down onto your back. Bring your knees up over your chest, give them a hug. You might rock a little bit from side to side. Just to release the back into the floor. Hold on to your right knee. Drop your left foot down and extend your left leg out. Keep your left hand on your right knee and open your right arm out to the right side. Keep that shoulder down, and as you take your next exhale, draw your knee across your body to the left and then down so that your right hip comes up off the floor, but keep your right shoulder down. You can turn your chin to the right so you're looking out over that extended arm, and take a few breaths in your twist, breathing deeply into the right side of your low back with those even breaths. Another breath. And on your next inhale, bring your knee back up to center. Bring your left knee back up to meet the right. Hug them both again. And if it feels good to rock to release any sensation from the twist, please do. Now hold on to your left knee. Drop your right foot down. Extend your right leg out. Keep your right hand on your knee. Open your left arm out to the side. Anchor your left shoulder. And as you take your next exhale, guide your knee over to the right and then down until your left hip comes off the floor. Keep your left shoulder down, lots of length through the left side. You can look to the left if that feels appropriate for your neck. And breathe with deep, even breaths into your left low back. A few more deep breaths. And with your next inhale, bring your knee back to center. Draw your right knee up to meet the left again, hug them both. A little rocking if that feels good. And then release your feet down onto the ground. Slide them out so that both legs extend. Separate your feet a little wider than your shoulders, maybe mat width. Splay the feet apart as you relax your hips. Drop your arms to the ground a little away from your sides. Turn your palms up. Relax your shoulders. Relax your low back, your mid back, your upper back, your neck. Close your eyes. Bring your attention to your even breath. And I'm going to leave you here to rest in this moment of balance. Balanced because you've let everything go. Yourself the time to be here. In this place of equanimity. Stay as long as you desire. Honoring the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.